USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels that they've supported, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, among many of former President Trump's supporters, speaking out about the search on the Mar-a-Lago estate this week. She called the search a political persecution of the former president and accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. The comments come after the search warrant on Trump's estate was unsealed by a federal judge. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Salman Rushdie is still hospitalized after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye. The eye he is likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than 3 decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. Really bad drought happening in Italy right now. Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Swaths of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months as snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts that have hurt farmers and shippers and prompted water restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Federal investigators are looking into more workplace deaths at an e-giant facility.
Federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. The new Occupational Health and Safety Administration investigations are highlighting Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which labor and safety advocates have long criticized as inadequate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Police in Arlington, Virginia are looking into what caused a crash into a restaurant.
8 people were taken to area hospitals. Officials say 4 of those victims suffered critical injuries. The rest had non-life-threatening injuries. Mary Riley was tending bar when it happened, and she says she heard what sounded like an explosion, and all she could see was smoke and debris.
Pure panic just broke out, and everyone was screaming, get out the back, get out the back.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked the court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home in April. I'm Kenneth Burns.